My message on today's broadcast is entitled, Possessing the Land. I am basing it upon a passage of Scripture in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. I shall begin reading at verse 1, but before we read the Word of God, whatever you are doing this moment, I ask you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our hearts are made glad today because of the wonderful gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank Thee that we are privileged once again to voice the gospel of Jesus Christ to the radio audience. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the radio station that carries this gospel broadcast. We thank Thee for everyone who listens today. Perhaps there are those listening for the very first time. May they find in this broadcast that which will help them to make a better day today. For those who are sick, we pray a special portion of Thy grace. For those who have hardships and problems and difficulties, we ask that through the means of this broadcast, they might be brought to a new point for their lives. And may Christ and Christ alone be honored and glorified through this message and this ministry. This is our prayer and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And then in verse 10, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Possessing the land. Israel had reached a crisis moment in her history. She had come up out of Egypt after 400 years in bondage. She had passed through the wilderness for 40 years. Moses, the leader, is dead. Joshua is designated by God to lead this people across the Jordan River into the city of Jericho and to consequently conquer all the land of Canaan. We might say for Israel, it was their moment of truth. Every nation reaches a moment of truth. Beloved, the United States of America, our land of the free and home of the brave, is now at her moment of truth. It is time that Christians all across America rise to set forth their testimony and declare the affirmation of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I call on those of you who are listening to this broadcast, pray for your nation. Our nation is rocking and reeling like a drunken man today. Our nation is torn asunder by many factions. We need unity. We need oneness. Even our great president, Abraham Lincoln, said, "The house that is divided against itself shall not stand." Long before that, Jesus Christ said, "The house, the kingdom, the nation, the country that is divided against itself cannot stand." Our nation is at a moment of truth. We are in a crisis time. We need prayer. The Bible declares, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land." America needs a prayer meeting. We need prayer more than we need missiles or money or might. We need a stirring by the Holy Spirit of God in the hearts of Christians across this land. Why not in the Fort Worth area? Why not join together with us of Worth Baptist Hour and Worth Baptist Church to pray in your own way that God will send a revival that will turn our nation back to Him and back to the Bible and back to the paths that we once walked in days of yore. Will you make that your prayer? I repeat, America is at her moment of truth today. Not only does the moment of truth come in the life of a nation, but the moment of truth comes in the life of every individual. For you, today may be a moment of truth. You may be hearing this broadcast for the first time. Indeed, some of you may be hearing it for the last time. This may be the last gospel message that you will ever hear. If you have reached the moment of truth, the crisis moment in your life concerning your personal relationship to God, why not, if you're unsaved, open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in? If you are a Christian, but your light is not shining for Christ, and your life is not counting for the church and its ministry in these troubled and darkened days, why not resolve in your own heart today that your life will be surrendered completely to Christ and that you will take your place in your church and serve God in these days in the 20th century? Yes, there is much land to be possessed. The book of Joshua completes the story of Israel's redemption. You see, redemption for Israel was coming out of Egypt and going into the land of Canaan. The book of Exodus records their journey out of Egypt, and the book of Joshua records their journey into the land of Canaan. In your own life, redemption follows somewhat the same pattern. You have been saved by the grace of God, and you have come out of the bondage of the world. But let me ask you, have you entered into the heavenly of heavenlies in Christ Jesus? Have you entered into your land of Canaan, your land of promise, that is yours to inherit and to possess, that God has given you and that you must possess in order to be happy and fruitful in your Christian experience? Have you reached that land? In chapter 1, God gives a commission to Joshua that is summarized in three words. First of all, God said, arise. Christianity is a religion of action. We must arise in 1971, adorn ourselves with the gospel, and go forth. That's the second word, go. God said to Joshua, go across this Jordan. Go into the land of Canaan. God says to us, in the words of the Great Commission that Jesus gave His church, go ye into all the world and possess it, that is, possess it for Christ. Teach men everywhere of the redeeming grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As Joshua was commissioned to arise and go, so are we today commissioned by God to arise and to go into all the world. The third word in this commission is be, a state of being. God said to Joshua, be strong, be studious, be steadfast. That same word comes to us today. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And Paul writes to the church at Corinth, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's chapter 1 in Joshua, the commission. Arise, go, be strong, be studious, be steadfast. That's our commission today. In the second chapter, there's the beautiful story of Rahab and the spies. The two spies whom Joshua sent to spy out the city of Jericho were safely hidden by Rahab, who let them down by the city wall with a scarlet thread. And that scarlet thread speaks of the blood of Christ and his redemption on the cross. And when the city of Jericho was to be destroyed, those in the household of Rahab who were behind the scarlet thread were to be delivered from death. Even so today, all who are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ are delivered from that eternal death that the Bible declares every man outside Christ must die. In the third chapter of the book of Joshua, there's the account of the crossing of the Jordan River. In the fourth chapter, the memorial stones. In the fifth chapter, the encounter with the unseen captain of the Lord of Hosts. In chapter 6, the real crisis moment comes in the conquest of the city of Jericho, the key city of the land of Canaan. And following God's instruction, the armies of Israel marched around the city of Jericho once each day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they marched around 7 times, the blowing of the trumpets, the sounding forth of the truth of God, and the Bible declares that the walls of the city of Jericho fell down flat, and the people entered the city, and Israel possessed the land, the city of Jericho, and ultimately the land of Canaan. In chapter 7, there is a tragic story, the story of Achan, who coveted the silver and gold that belonged in the house of the Lord, and he took it for himself. And consequently, at the city of Ai, Israel was defeated. But once the sin was uncovered, and once Achan had confessed, and the sin had been removed from the camp, Israel went forth and took the city of Ai. And with all of these accomplishments, we read yet in Joshua chapter 13, God said to Joshua, "You are old, and you are feeble, and yet there is very much land to be possessed." Today, in 1971, there is yet much land for us as Christians to possess. There is the land of absolute surrender. Have you come into that land in your Christian experience? When you realize that it's not enough just to be saved, but that your life belongs to God? John Wesley said, and I quote, "If I had 300 men who feared nothing but God, hated nothing but sin, and were determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified, I could set the world on fire." Today we need men who fear nothing but God, who hate nothing but sin, and who are determined to know no one save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Let me ask you, is that your testimony? Have you reached the land of absolute surrender in your own personal experience? I repeat, it is not enough just to be saved. Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Have you proved it? Have you reached the land of absolute surrender? Then there's another land that you ought to reach as a Christian, that each of us should reach, and that is the land of uncompromised convictions. What are your convictions today? Have you convictions about church attendance, about serving God, about living for Christ? You remember in the days of Israel's coming out of Egypt, Pharaoh tried to get them to compromise and worship in the land of Egypt, and Moses said no. And then Pharaoh tried to get them to go just a little way, and Moses said no. And then Pharaoh tried to get them to leave the children at home, and Moses said no. And then Pharaoh tried to get them to leave their possessions in the land of Egypt, and Moses said no. We must go. We must go outside this land. We must go into the wilderness. We must go to worship God. And we must take our families. And we must take our stock and our cattle and all of our substance out of Egypt and into the designated place in the wilderness where we must worship God. My, what convictions. Do you have those convictions today? Are you convinced and convicted that the church is the place to worship? than worship at the church? Are you convinced and convicted that the time of worship is the Lord's day? Then worship today. Are you convicted that your family, your little ones, your children, the whole family should be together in Sunday school and in church? Then bring the whole family today, mother and daddy and brother and sister and all the family, to the house of God even today. Are you convicted that your substance belongs to God? Has the devil tried to get you to compromise, to go ahead and take the family, but don't get involved? Don't listen to Satan. Have the courage of your conviction to serve God with all of your heart, to serve God with all of your family, to serve God with your substance. Reach the land of uncompromised convictions today. Don't be like the man in the Civil War who could not decide which side he would fight on. So he went out with a blue coat and gray trousers. And you guessed it, he got shot at from both sides. Don't be that way in your Christian experience. Make up your mind that you have certain convictions about worship and about your Christian life, and serve God according to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life. There's one other area of land that's yet to be possessed by most of us, and that is the land of dedicated service. Joshua called the elders of Israel together. He reminded them of their experience before they got out of the land of Egypt. He reminded them of their experiences even back in the days of Abraham. And Joshua said to them, "You can serve the gods on the other side of the flood. You can serve the gods of Egypt or the gods of the Amorites. But choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Daddy, listen to me this morning. God has placed upon your shoulders a tremendous responsibility. Don't leave it up to the children. Don't leave it up to the wife. Assume your responsibility as the head of the home and make up your mind today, this moment, that as for you and your household, you will serve God and reach the land of dedicated service in your life and in your Christian experience. This footnote before the broadcast comes to a close. One day we shall have full possession of all the things that God has for us. In this Christian experience, we possess a little here and a little there and a little bit more yonder. But over there in the city of God, in heaven, we shall possess all that God has and has been preparing for us throughout all these ages. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Are you ready for that moment? The coming of Christ is at hand. The full possession of the land of heaven is awaiting you by your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we invite you to come today and share the blessings of God with us at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school, at 11 o'clock for our morning worship, at 7 for our Sunday evening worship hour. And write us this week and let us know that you heard Worth Baptist Hour. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life and admonish you to keep on praying.